Hello, and welcome to LaPiana Consulting's Business Planning Podcast Series. I'm Heather Gowdy, Senior Manager at LaPiana Consulting, and I'm here today with Lester Olmsted-Rose, partner at the firm and passionate believer in the importance of testing one's assumptions when engaging in business planning.
I don't know about passionate, Heather, but I do think that the concept of assumptions is really critical.
In all seriousness, this is a topic that we all keep coming back to when working on our book, The Nonprofit Business Plan. So often, organizations go into a planning process with preconceived ideas about market factors, financial factors, or what it will take operationally to implement something. And they're often quite open to testing the most obvious of those. And in fact, that's one of the things we're often asked to assist with. At the same time, there are sometimes assumptions that people haven't thought to question, and the validity of those can make or break a venture.
Yes, you know, testing assumptions really is important. A major venture is going to be made or broken based on the truth of the assumptions. We have to make sure that assumptions around market, costs, staffing, revenue, we have to make sure they are all in the right range. Identifying assumptions allows you to focus your efforts to gather and analyze information. If you identify your assumptions, both the operational and the financial assumptions, early on in the process, you can target your research to make the most effective use of your time and to test those assumptions appropriately. You can really examine the implications of what you find out. That then allows you to pinpoint what we call the key drivers. So those are the variables that most influence the scale and financial sustainability of an undertaking. Once you pinpoint the key drivers, you can make more accurate projections about them and about your venture.
Of course, there's no such thing as a perfect or perfectly accurate projection. Financial projections in particular are a best guess, given all that you know at the time you create them. That said, identifying and testing assumptions, pinpointing key drivers, understanding how increases or decreases in each value will impact the bottom line, doing those things well allows you to create the best possible financial projections and use them to make the best possible decisions. So Lester, you had a great example of how important it is to examine assumptions from your work with one particular social service client, as I recall.
Yeah, it's a great example, and it was a really stark situation when we look back on it. So I was working with a team of consultants from LaPiana with an organization that operated a social service program in a local city. And their program had received rave reviews. They had won awards, and they were really recognized as being a terrific program that had great outcomes for their clients. They really believed that they had something valuable to offer the field. They also thought they could take it nationally and have it generate money for them. So they thought that the program design, the curriculum, they could package this into a product and sell it. Their primary assumption was that there was a market for buying this product. They believed that because they knew the field and there were 2 to 3 other organizations already selling similar types of products in the field, not products of the same high quality, they really thought. So their assumption, to state it really clearly, if those organizations are making money with this type of program, so can we. Now, that assumption wasn't clearly stated when we started working with them. But it was one of the first things that we teased out and having conversations with them about the program. So we identified that, and we then said we need to test that assumption. And so we went out and we talked with some of those competitors, and we talked with people in the field, and we were looking to find out exactly what those other organizations were charging or not charging for their product. It turned out that none of those competitors were being supported by sales of their product. All of them were being supported by third-party payers. I can't tell you how that changed the conversation with our client. We had to really rethink with them what the question was. We were no longer asking, can we sell this to generate revenue for the organization? We were now asking, we believe really strongly in this program. Is there a third-party funder available so we can expand this nationally? It's a very different question. what we discovered was the likely source, the assumption about funding coming from the sale of the product was not going to be as expected.
So that reminds me of another example, the Louisiana SPCA.
Yeah, that's an interesting, very different situation, and I just worked with them recently. They were grappling with a question that's just classic in the animal welfare field, which is whether or not to continue contracting with local government to take on local animal control functions. They had been doing that. They'd had a contract for decades, actually, to do animal control, but they had real mixed feelings about it. On the one hand, they assumed that because they had this contract, they were able to leverage those contract dollars to do more of the positive animal welfare work that they really were passionate about. So issues around really strengthening the human-animal bond, for example. But they hadn't really done an analysis of the cost of the services they provided under the contract, and they needed to really look at those contract terms and ask the question, was the revenue brought in covering the cost of the animal control work? Once they answered that, they needed to ask, how big was the difference, if there was a difference? And then, if they were subsidizing the animal control work, was this really the best use of contributed funds? Was this the use of that money that would best support their mission? So we were brought in to work with them on an integrated process around the animal control work. We wanted to look at the question from a mission standpoint, was this the work they wanted to do? And we wanted to look at it from a business standpoint. Was there an investment in this money, a financial investment? And was the cost-benefit analysis of this work, was it worth it? So we worked hand in hand with management, first to develop the financial analysis, and then we walked through with the board a joint discussion around mission and financial review. We put those two pieces together. Ultimately, the organization did decide that animal control work was an important and worthwhile use of their resources, but not at any expense. If the time comes when the revenue from the contract does not cover the program's expenses, they will be willing to walk away from it. This was a mission-based decision, but it was informed by really good financial analysis and business planning principles.
I've seen many cases of that as well. We all know that we should take time to examine these things, to make sure our understanding is truly current, that our projections take all relevant factors into account. But there's usually something that we think we know that we should actually look at a little more closely.
Right. And, you know, I just find this to be one of the best things about working with our clients on business planning. As consultants, we work with a variety of different types of organizations. And because of that, we come in a little bit as outsiders. And in that role, we're often able to spot the assumptions about things that the organization's leadership is just so used to that they don't quite see it. So again, as outsiders, we get to ask those probing questions. What was it that led you to identify that price point? Is your staffing model still the most appropriate, especially considering that your goals have evolved? What evidence is there that you can grow your donor base by that amount? We get to ask those questions and really evaluate the answers.
And the list goes on. Thanks, Lester. We'll wrap this up here, but for more on business planning or to share your own examples, please visit our website, www.lapiana.org.